Good. So let's pick up from where we left off yesterday. The very top Hamid Aleph. Trying to complete the Mekoros for the various Kinyanei issues. It's the Gemara at Hamid Aleph. He pointed out yesterday. I just want to explain maybe a little bit better than we did yesterday a way of understanding the Sugya. The Gemara opens up at Hamid Aleph. How do we know that Shtar is a good Kinyan? Mishnah said, "Bekesef b'shtar biya." Rashi said, "The shtar is that he writes in the shtar harayat mekudeshesli." And the Gemara says, "Ultimately, it's v'yotzev ha'isa." That just like we have a hekesh, that v'yotzev ha'isa is unnecessary. V'yotzev ha'isa, v'yotzev ibeisai. Could certainly just say v'holcha v'hoisa li'ish acher. What do we mean to know v'yotzev ibeisai? What does it add v'yotzev ibeisai? The Gemara is drushes ein zu ben zugi sholzeh. Rashi says it's a different kind of person, especially if the gerushin took place because of impropriety. V'yotzev ibeisai v'holcha v'hoisa li'ish acher. So our Gemara says that it's in order to compare, to give us a hekesh of the yotza v'ayisa, that just like the kenisa lebayis is via shtar, sorry, just like the yitzia min habayis is via v'kos savlo sefer krisos, so the Kenisa Labayis is the same way. And ultimately, that is the limud. Makish Havayel Yitziyah. That's the limud, and because of that, the Gemara has several kashas. Perhaps we could learn that Gerishin can be done by a kesef as well. And the Gemara points out that we need psukim to teach us that the Yotzev Ha'isa is not a completely free-flowing hekish going both ways. But the habit of the Gemara was that we should learn from Pidyon. Habit of the Gemara was that we should be able to... habit of the Gemara was that we should learn a Kal V'Chomer. And Pidyon is what's mafrich the Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer was going to be that Kesef She'enoi Moitzi Machnis. Kesef is... It has a less Chomer side to it. Because Kesef cannot do Gerushin. Kesef can only do Kiddushin. So Shtar, that can even be Moitzi. L'chaira, to be Moitzi requires greater Koyach than to be Machnes. To be Moitzi means to unravel. Right? Why is that greater? Because the Kenisa is, I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan, and then the Rabbonu Shel Olam says, oh, I did a Maisa Kinyan. So now you should know that she is... Asura lo'ilam. I did a ma'isa kinyan. According to the tziv, I was koine zechuyah sevishah. But then the Rebbeinu Shem said, "You're ready. Once you've done this kinyan, so she becomes asura lukuli alma. Okay, maybe that is the kinyan. But then the Rebbeinu Shem says, but then she can eat trumas and ma'isras. If it's a koyin, right then." The halacha is that we begin the process of nisuin. Ultimately, she'll be able to be metami to each other. Again, for the koyin. So, the unraveling is the unraveling of all the halachas that Kishvaruch put into place. All these three erva, kalosa, yevimoy, and we're unraveling nisuin. So, lechayra unraveling requires more koyach than initiating. So the Gemara says, Kiddush Kesef can only initiate. So Shtar, which is able to be Mefarik, so the Chor should be able to initiate as well. So the Gemara says that the Svara is a good Svara, but we have a Pircha. The Pircha is that the Shtar is not of the Koyach to be Moitzi from Hektish. Shtar is not the Koyach to do Pidyon. Kesef is the koyach to do pidyon. So you see that that even though kesef does have a kula, in that it cannot unravel kiddushin, it has a churma in some other area. In other words, the Gemara is saying it's not a linear, the two are not related in a linear logic fashion. You cannot bounce one off of the other. There are other factors going on over here, obviously. Have to go deeper and figure out what it is about kesef, that kesef can do pidyon and can do kiddushin. It's not just a question of chumra v'kula. It's lav davka. There must be other aspects of kinyan, of kesef. It's part of the essence of kesef, which is why it can do kiddushin. And shtar is... And therefore shtar might be missing that element of kesef. So all the pircha is to show us that we don't, that it's not linear. All the pircha is to show us that you cannot make this logical step. Exactly what is the bimkos, the replacement? That's the pircha, and that's the job of the Kal Vachomer. However, this you'll see in a moment, if I'm correct, this gives us a very important insight that we can build on later on. So the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara says. Good. However, the pirch has to make sense. So the Gemara is, we have to show, we're showing that kesef is less chomer than shtar. Right? No. We're showing that kesef is more chomer than shtar. In some aspect. We begin by saying kesef hakal is mefarik nisuin. So kesef akal, how do I know it's kal? Because it cannot unravel kiddushin. So shtar hachomer that it can unravel kiddushin can certainly do what kesef can do. So Gemara says incorrect, because if that would be true, then you'd say that shtar can do pidyon. Kesef akal can do pidyon, so shtar hachomer can also do pidyon. Not so. Torah says, "V'nosan hakesef hakovud." Now we understand what is the shtar we're comparing over here. As we pointed out yesterday, what is the shtar? So l'chayra, the shtar has to be the Rashbo's shtar. And l'chayra, the shtar has to be Ariyam Kudeshes. The shtar has to be Ariyam Zepodri. Otherwise, anything other than that, we're not looking at the right shtar. So that's what the Rashbo points out, that the shtar says, Hareze Podri. Question is, Risky Rav's Kasha, how could anybody dream of a shtar saying, Hareze Podri, that should be effective or not? That should be effective. Because Risky Rav says, part of pidyon is that the hektish has to be chal on something. Right? The Gemara has, we'll learn this later on, but an important sugi for us, called the sugi of Ispashtus. The Gemara will say, V'chi, Kedusha B'chdi Poka. Can you just get rid of Hektish? There's a principle, the conservation of Hektish, that if you have a certain amount of Hektish in the world, you can't just be Mechal, it's called. You can't get rid of it. You have to transfer it. So the Gemara says, I have my Sesheni, I can't just, and it's too heavy to carry to Yerushalayim. So I can transfer the status of my sin to something else, right? I promised to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. What are they going to do with, I was so excited that it was Makdash, I don't know. Person was saved from an accident. He wants to be Makatov, so he decides to be Makdash, the car, for its traded value, right? Right, it was a write-off. And he sells money. So he's so grateful to Baruch Shalom, because Baruch Hu, he had a nace, it was in the car, it was an accident, and he came out alive, unscratched. I get out instead, looked at the car, said, the car's mamash a nace. So how is he going to mark a toe? He makdish the car to Beis HaMikdash. Givaldi, Gisbor finds out he has a wreck sitting in some lot in Haifa. He says, what am I going to do with this wreck? I'm going to have to now hire... What's the guy do for me? I have to hire a team to go up to Haifa and then tow it in. And can't even use the metal base of English. What do you do with it? So I have to be, so the guy realizes it. The guy realizes it. He says, why should I? I like the Gizbar. Why should I give him such trouble? It has to work overtime for me, so I'm going to, I'll be poida. So the hektish has to be chal on something, right? So where's the hektish going to be chal? If he just had a raise up, how could that be pidyon? I asked the kasha, it's a brisk rav's kasha. I asked it a little bit of it to nusach. This is not pidyon. Pidyon is a process. The process is I'm transferring hektish from one to the other. The brisk rav said sharper. The brisk rav said, if a principle of a chikdush b'chti poka, that's the brisk rav's kasha and rajba. And that's what the Achorim say. That's why Rashi was nitzol from this Rashba's kasha. And Rashi, even though Rashi in Bezim and Aleph says the shtar kiddush harei mukadeshesli, and therefore the shtar and davhei should be harei hektish zeb podoi. So Rashi says the shtar is chayvus. Kosam gizvor shtar al mois pidyon hektish ein hekdeshay podoi to be inan v'nosan akesav akomloi. So the Rashi's Rapsa Igra. We understand why the Rashi said what he said. But the Rashi itself, we don't understand how Rashi understood the Havamina. What's the Havamina? That I go over to the Gizbar and say, I'm giving you an IOU. Right? So even if you can wrap your mind around it when it comes to Hektish, how are you going to, what's an IOU going to do for Maiser Sheni? I have fruit, right? And the fruit is worth $1,000. To schlep $1,000 of fruit to Yerushalayim? No. So what I normally should do is it should be paid on $1,000. Take that. I decide, I'm a chacham, I'll write $1,000. I'll go to Yerushalayim and I'll go to my Bank of Poland over there. I'll wire myself some money. And I have my money there, but I have to travel $1,000 in the streets of Eretz Yisrael. So he takes it, a piece of paper, and says, right, I'm Chayim. Chayim to who? Who's the Baal Maiser Sheni? I'm the Baal Maiser Sheni. So where's the IOU? What's the significance? I'm going to go to a base, I'm going to go to to somebody, I'm going to redeem as chayvus to Maiser Sheni. There's no such thing as chayvus to Maiser Sheni. By Gizbar, I understand a little bit. I can write a note to the Gizbar. You write, so that was the Rashba said, writing a note to the Gizbar doesn't work. Writing a note to the Gizbar is basically pidyon kesef. Because that's what the Rashba pointed out. Then when I get to the Gizbar, he'll say, the letter is very, very nice. It's a nice IOU. I need the money. When I give the Gizbar the money, then the opinion is chal. The letter is insignificant. At most, the letter will, I mean, it's a reminder for me. Maybe the Gizbar gets very, very desperate one day, and he knows that I have a shtaros chayvus to come after me. Could be. But Lamaisa, the Shtar of Chayv is not a star. The Shtar of Chayv is a icy current. So that's the Rajbo's kasha. It's simply not a star. It's not working as a star. So maybe you'll be Mataris then. But Maisa Sheni. Maisa is a meaningless piece of paper. I have a chiyuv to be put in my Maisa Sheni. Right? So I run IU to whom? Who's as chayiv to? There's no Mr. Maiser Sheni. It's for me. So who would I present the IOU to? If I want to sell the IOU, who's going to buy an IOU that the Neuberger wrote to Neuberger? It's much nothing. So that's the kasha. What is Rashi talking about? His chayiv is to. I thought maybe somebody would say, maybe somebody does say, that maybe Maiser Sheni is just a grora. Maybe there's a nusach, pidyon hektish and Maiser Sheni. Maybe it only means pidyon hektish. Agav grora nokte. But you can't say those things unless you see one of the Rishonim Gedolei Acharonim saying it. It's such a derech keteres. So we have a.
Rashi didn't mention.
Was that?
Rashi only spoke about Hekdesh.
Yeah, but somebody should say it. I don't know. It's such a derech. It's a possibility. Anyways, so that's the kasha. That's why this the line is a lechayra amirapsa igra line. How are you gonna read it? Miskirov's kasha on Rashba, and the Rashba's kasha on Rashi. Was the Makneh is also similar to Lashon, no? Now the Makneh wants to fix things up. He wants to say, Rashi really meant like the Rashba, right? It's a Lashon like that, right? There is this important Ha'ara. Adam made an important Ha'ara that when the Mishnayos say that you cannot do pidyon on a shtar, so read your Lashon of Rambam. Hakdeishos, this is Erechin Perek Zayin Aloch Aleph. Hakdeishos in poidin oisin loy bekarka, v'loy ba'avodim, v'loy b'shtore she'ein gufan mamin, sh'nemar v'nosan ha'kesef, so the when the Rambam paskins the din, it's clear that the Rambam is not talking about a shtar like the Rashba. It's clear he's talking about a shtar like Rashi, right? Ein poiden hekdeshus bekarka. What does that mean? He cannot redeem hekdesh on karka. I can't give the gizbar karka for my hekdesh. I can't give the gizbar an eved for my hekdesh. And I can't give the gizbar a shtar. Now that clearly means, that's what Elizabeth Mary said yesterday, a note, a bond. Shein gufa kesef. Right? And that luchayra is what Rashi is saying over here as well. A shtar is chayivus. Right? That's what Rashi could be saying over here. But it's still very difficult to say that that's the point of this particular Gemara at this particular juncture, because it still becomes something that is incomparable to the shtar. In other words, the Gemara should have said that is not a pircha. Rashi very clearly in Beis Me'al told us, shtar is ha'rezim ha'kudeshesli. So the shtar we're talking about has to be shtar begins kiddushin. So the Gemara should have said, the Gemara said, pircha in the kal v'chaymer. The Gemara could have easily been mafrech the pircha. The Gemara could have easily said, that's not the shtar we're talking about. The shtar of pidyon is a shavah kesef of the shtar. And l'chayra, and that would, since the Gemara didn't say that, we're not talking about that. There are other mikayra. He said, "Nosan I kesef has to be gufay kesef." But l'chayra, that's not what this sugi is referring to. L'chayra, that's not what the Rashi saying over here. Even the Rashi in the sugi. Rashi is difficult either way because he's still introducing something which is not consistent with shtar. No, good. Which chavrus? I don't know who goes first. Okay, Kluger, go ahead.
Later on in the Gemara in Parak Sheni, don't we say shtar is God
worth? Shtar what?
Shtar is God worth for confusion.
The Gemara will have a few sugars in that. That strengthens my question because that those are always in the context of Shavei Kesef. Those are Kesef sugyas. They're not Shtar sugyas. So if anything, that strengthens the Kasha. Good. Go ahead.
Also, the mice are shady, huh?
Yeah.
Why can't you easily just say that I'm taking these fruits, putting the Kedusha on this Shtar,
the IOU, and I'm going to Shalai,
and
any shuk I would take this IOU, because it's
still $1,000, whatever it is.
I take a piece of paper, and write on it.
Normal mitzvah shini, you don't go to a gift
board,
right?
I go to a fruit guy, yeah. Now what do I give the grocer? The grocer in Shari Chesed, what do I give him?
I'm going to give him a shtar that says, I owe $1,000 to eat in Yerushalayim.
So okay, and if you're the fruit guy in Shavu Chesed, and you get the piece of it that says, Neuberger owes $1,000, what will you say?
Give me $1,000.
Right? You got to give me that orange? Before you give me, before I give you some money?
Yeah, so why not?
It's massive.
Well, then you could ask that question with any shtar.
Sit on credit.
So what am I giving you?
The Kenyan
Kesef, yeah. I'm asking for credit on my Kesef. If I was really being poda with a shtar, right? Even Naniach, you're right. Then the guy would say, "This piece of paper is not worth $1,000. This piece of paper, I have to bring a credit rating. How good is Neuberger for his money? Depending on how good I have for my money, that will determine whether it's $1,000, $700, $500, how much, right? No, Elizabeth Mayer.
Don't we end up asking about the girl that if you give her a shtar on condition that you're going to give her like $50 tomorrow, she would have this too the second you give her the shtar? Would it be the same situation here? And it's considered a case of shtar. Even though the money will come later, but the shtar is providing it by the Kedushin. So do we have the shtar to provide it? Okay, fine, so you end up giving that kesef, but that's what the shtar is.
So if you're telling me that what Rashi means to say, and I think this is what the Makna does say, that Rashi is saying is, Hare at mekudeshesli vizchayavti or may a dollar or something, right? Hare ani poide. Hare ani poide. Maisa sheni shali. Bishtar zu. Vihidini mischayiv lahavi maya dollar. So that might be what's happening over here, right? That could be, that's what the Makna is saying. And what we're essentially doing is that could be. Okay, that could be. But then what is the mechanics of the pidyon over here? Is it the shtar?
Shtar, because that's what's actually bonding. You see that it's bonding with the shtar. You see when you give the shtar distribution that you're now engaged. It's not all when $50 comes tomorrow we're engaged. No, it happens right now. So that shows that that's the acre. And that's the whole thing. That's why it's there.
Harei zeh podoi bezeh. That would solve... Again, essentially, that is Hareze Podui Bazeh. Hareze Podui. What's Hareze Podui in what? Almash is Chayapti. Then the Rashba says that the opinion didn't happen. Hareze Podui Al. Hareze Podui Al what? Now, Hareyam Bukudesh the Al Menos. Shashalei may a dollar tomorrow, so that's so the Kiddushin is Chala right now, and I have to pay $100 tomorrow, right? Harei zev podui. Al minos shashalei is probably not a good opinion. Harei zev podui al zesh is chayabti l'shalei may a dollar. So then the Rosh Bo says the opinion will take place when I give $100, it will not take place now. I mean, you're on the mark by looking in terms of Gemara's Das, but the fact is that the opinion is not going to be chal. That's not going to be a good opinion. And the point that I don't need a pasuk, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that's no good. That's no good because nothing happens till I give the money. Because that opinion, that's the Biskei Rav's Haaretz. It's not opinion. And that's why it's no. I don't need the pasuk for that.
Why is it different than the woman?
Than the woman. Than the Kiddushin.
Yeah.
By Kiddushin, the reason the Kiddushin, the point is the following. Because by Kiddushin, Shtar stands entirely independently. Shtar is a good Maisa Kinyan Kiddushin. There's another din that I can attach conditions to my good Maisa Kiddushin. Just like a person can do, can have beer with a woman, have a Mukudesh with a Biozo, Al Menah, sell $100 tomorrow, or a guy can give a ring. And say, Rabbi Gudesh, if it's a bazo, almanos. But very clearly, the Gemara calls it Tanai Milsacharisi. There's one tool that is being Meichal Kiddushin, and then I'm making conditional. She wants $100. Good.
And based off that tool, I would have thought this would have worked here as well by the video of how much money doesn't work. It's the same process. The Gemara's having is that I would have thought to compare this to
No, it's different, because when I say Aram Mekudesh Al Menos, the Kiddushin is Chala right now. I know what the Maisa Kiddushin is. But it's, the Rashba says that's not correct.
That's
the Maskana of the Gemara, but that's all. So that's the Rashba saying, I don't need the Maskana of the Gemara for that. I don't learn this din from that Maskana. The Gemara, he quotes the Gemara opinion before. It's the Rashba's Kasha. It have to, it's conceivable. You have to find other makaras for that. But again, you have to understand that even if you go down that road, you will still get stuck, because Rashi tells us the nusach hashtar that we're concerned about, and that's in Beis Min Aleph. And if you'll tell me that it's a check, all you're doing for me is saying that it's a different form of kesef. In other words, what Rashi seems to be doing is co-opting like you're saying, a check. The chosen gives a check to the kala. So what do you say? Hari am gudesh b'shtarzo, am gudesh b'kesefzo.
That's what you view it as.
Well, if he's saying...
It's money.
No.
What do you view the
deed to a little... No, that's kesef, unless he writes Hari Am Mekudesh B'Shtar Zo. And the emes is, if he writes Hari Am Mekudesh B'Shtar Zo on a dollar bill or on a check, then he will be marrying this woman with the shtar without the value of the money. Right. He will not be... His chayivus, which on the check will be separate in Torah. And if he doesn't end up paying within the check, he'll still be married.
What about a shtar for land? So if you would give for a
shtar... It's again, so that's just... That's kesef. It's kesef, not shtar.
So why is it called a shtar?
It's called a shtar in the context of the land. Not the context of the isha.
It could be a shtar that has a value of money.
Yeah, so
there's different type of shtar. If there's shtar that's like a debt that you just give it this piece of paper, there's a shtar that's a receipt, and then there's a shtar.
See, Rashi knew you'd say that, and if you go back to Beis Min Aleph, Rashi says those very words. Even the shtar is pach v'shava pruta. The shtar kiddushin has no value. And see what Rashi said it. So it the only suggestion I was that, go ahead.
It has to have less than shava pruta.
No, it can't have less than shava pruta.
It can have.
No, but it means that the essential tool, it means the essence, the mahus of the kinyan is not happening through kesef.
Meaning you for sure know that you can use a check, but the question is, can you use a piece of paper that says it on there? But it doesn't matter regardless, you use both.
I'm not sure what you just said.
You actually can use a check, or you can use a piece of paper that says, well, you matter, but it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
But are you saying specifically that this case of a check... I mean, I don't know why he's mentioning the check case, but it would be the same before from the piece of paper, but he's saying the piece of paper star doesn't really make sense in this context. That's why he's giving you the example of the check star.
Correct. All you're doing is going through what I was saying before. The Rashi could not say what the Rashba says, because that's not pidyon. So Rashi says something different than the Rashba. Good? So we understand there's a pidyon. We got the pidyon. We don't understand why that's called the pidyon shel shtar. It's going to be called the pidyon. So again, Rashi, in the context of Erechin and Maaser Sheni, it fits in beautifully. That's the shtar that's being discussed over there. That's the shtar that made it to Ram Shulchan Aruch. But that's not the shtar of Kiddushin. It's apples and oranges. I put it very in Lomdisha terms. One is a shtar kinyan, and one's a shtar raya. It's a different kind of a shtar. One is a form of testimony, and one is a shtar that actually a shtar kiddush, and a shtar that shtar kinyan. It makes the kinyan happen.
And it makes the kinyan saying that I'm going to end up having to owe this guy money. It's the same exact thing.
No. The what makes you owe somebody money is either because you borrowed money or because you were mechayiv yourself, and the shtar becomes a proof for that. The shtar is what is used as evidence in a beis din. But that's not relevant.
You're making yourself machayev for money. It's the same thing. You don't see a difference. You're doing the exact same process. Will you marry me? Or will you take my fruit? And then you give the guy a piece of paper, and then while you're giving them both $30. What's the difference?
The difference is that essentially, that when you write in the shtar, however kudeshously, so that is completing the kinyan kiddushin. When you write a document to hektish, that is not doing the pinyan. That is just evidence that you want the pinyan to happen. That's the kasha. That's our problem. That is the problem.
Why is it a problem? The hab minute that it does opinion.
But it's not. It's simply not. You can't be doing more that way. Because if you read the Gemara, you wouldn't have a Kal V'Chaymer. You wouldn't have a Pircha in the Kal V'Chaymer. You'd have a Gevaldik and Teretz. Why is that a good Pircha? Because you're asking from something else. Not from a shtar. You're asking from a Shavah Kesef. It happens to be written, it happens to be a shtar. But the wrong kind of shtar. The Ktsos addressed this. And the Ktso says that the IOU is made to the Gizbor. That the Gizbor writes the IOU. Not IOU. The Shtar is Chayv is written by the Gizbor. So what does that accomplish, written by the Gizbor? No. Normally a Shtar is written that I'm selling you. Right? Hariyam Gudeshesli is that I am Vinkona. A Shtar Mechir is normally from the Makne. I'm releasing. I'm letting it go. I'm handing it over to you. Now I have this junk car, but I was makdish it. So the Gizbar writes me a note. It says, the Gizbar writes, Hareze Podui. Right? Meaning, what does it mean, Hareze Podui? It means that now my jalopy is chulin. Right?
What takes a kedushin?
What's that?
It takes a kedushin.
And who takes hektish? Like Brisker Rose Kasha look at me a kasha. Right? Brisker Rose love a kasha on this. Where we Bechi Kedusha Bechi Paki. Yeah. Brisker Rose knew the choice. He says still kasha. What does the choice accomplish with this? Nope, what did you say, Yoni?
Can you possibly say that it's in essence the same thing as a shtar Kedusha, where like the receiving party writes the shtar? If right Kedusha, the Baal writes Hariyam Kedusha, he's told you that the Gizbar receiving money, he writes the shtar.
No, the Isha is the Makne.
The
Isha is the Makne. And the Koine, and by Kiddushin, the Koine writes a Shtar.
But isn't he receiving the woman, in a sense?
He's the Koine. The receiver is the Koine. The Makne is the giver, and the receiver is the Koine. By the Gizbor, when the Gizbor says, Hareze Podui, he's saying, I have this junk car, and now I'm releasing any other Makne. Right? Go ahead. No, so what?
I have kind of possible answer, but also the Ktsos isn't trying to say this is Shad and Rashi, right? He's trying to. The Ktsos isn't saying that. Kind of
I think you're right. I think you're probably saying the Rajba. Correct.
Right. So.
Correct.
I mean, when you say, although the Rosh Kash still applies, that when you write on a Shtar or a Zephoda that you can do anything, at least if the Gizbar is the one writing it, like there's sort of a sense of, you know, any sort of, then he's being like, you know, local. Generally, he could demand. He's like, no, you have to actually give the money. The fact that he's the one who wrote the Shtar Saiva shows that he's being, you know, he can be mobile and is considered being mobile on Hektish or whatever. But you know, at least as the aspect of the Gizbor is, you know, giving.
Correct. That's what I think. With the Ktsos accomplished, that by the Gizbor writing it, so it's like Hektish releasing this from Hektish. To say Reza Podoi, what does that mean? I'm going to Hektish. I'm telling Hektish. Then I've released it from Hektish. I was mocked at something. Right? So if I flip it for money, so Hekdesh is happy. I flipped it for, I gave him, I've, instead of Hekdesh getting a junk car, they get a few $1,000. I'm good. All right, but if I say, I raise a podui, who gives me the schus to release something from Hekdesh? It makes no sense. Right? It's again, it's another iteration of the Brisker Rav's kasha. So the tzois by saying the gizmer does it, at least as the gizmer can, it's a kilo. The gizmer saying, "I got it. Kilo is gabalti. I'm willing to. I will represent hekdesh and make it as if we call it a mechila." So there again, it's a chiddush, but at least we can wrap our minds around it. That if the gizmer writes a note, harveze podui, right, to the they can release it. That's the habamina. Habamina was maybe if the gizmer says, you know what, it's just not worth my while to have a junk car in Haifa, is what I'm gonna do. It's not worth my while. So sometimes it busy me. You make a decision that way. So why should I have a car in Haifa that belongs to Hekdesh? What's going to happen to it? They're going to put in Seamus. They're going to dig a hole in the Haifa Harbor. What are they going to do with it? To bring it to Yerushalayim? It's not worth it. I'm going to get out of it. Sell it in Haifa? I'm going to have to send a coin and half a basin to go to Haifa to evaluate it. Then they have to come back. Maybe it's not even worth it. No. I raise the podium. Finished. Okay. I can see it. I can see why the Gemara would have a half a minute to say that. The Gemara says, no, that's not opinion. Nothing happened. But at least again, that's what the Ksais is saying. The only way we can make sense of this is if the Gizmar is the one who's writing the Shtar. But essentially, and what's the Brisker Rav's Teretz? No, what's the Brisker Rav's Teretz? That basically, that's all the clue we were saying before. Basically, it's a shtar that says harei zeh podui, but there's money there, and why it's being poi there? Mr. Rub says that there's got to be money there, because otherwise it's But what is the tool that's making this hektish? So normally it's harei zeh tachas zeh. So instead of saying Arei Zetachazeh, I have a shtar that says Arei Zetachazeh. Right? That's what the Brisker says, that's the best we can do. But Hayoytzim Mikol Zeh, Hayoytzim Mikol Zeh, however you're going to look at the sugya, Tzoyz, Brisker Rav, without the Tzoyz, out the Brisker Rav, L'chayra, the only way to make sense of the sugya is to say that the Gemara is really analyzing over here is the Maisa Pidgin. The Havamin and Maskana are revolving around what is a valid Maisa Pidyon. The Havamin of the Gemara was that a Maisa Pidyon is not a sale, that I'm selling my fruit to Maisa Sheni and now I'll use the Maisa Sheni money. That Pidyon Hektish is not that I'm going over to the gizmer and saying, let's make a deal. Right? It'll be better for you, better for me. It'll give me a good percentage of my dollar. Give me a break. It'll be easier for you. Yeah, why you have to worry about selling, buying, and selling? Right? So Gemara said, the Havamina was that's not pidyon. Just like by pidyon event, for us, it's the best marshal. If the father goes over the coin and says, you know what? Times are tough. You mean you want 5 shkolim? I was left hand opinion. Let's do it for 3, right? So there's no mekach u'memkar over here. It's a maisa pidyon. And if the kohen tries to hold the father, says I'm not taking it less than 10. That's the kohenim got together. No one's doing it for less than 10 shkolim anymore. So that won't matter. It's a maisa pidyon. I mean, no one's saying that the child is a value of 5 shkolim. So, just like by pinyin aben, the Torah said there has to be some mitzvah to do a pinyin. and the mitzvah of pigeon is as some kind of zecher for the transfer of kedusha from the bechor to the kohenim. But it's a mitzvah. So I might have thought that's what pigeon hekdesh is. I had this gewaldic idea to be makdish this junk car. Alright. And now the halacha is, I have to finish it up somehow. To do some kind of mice opinion, right? I don't have to, I wanted to have a mascaris for that moment when I felt such a haidot to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I didn't mean that I'm giving $5,000 book value tag. I meant I want to be, want to mark the moment. Right? And the pigeon is the way now to finish up, to fix it up. What will be my raya? My raya will be two halachas and Rambam. Rambam in Erchin, Perek Zayin. Halacha Zayin. Ches. Halacha Zayin. Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. It's a simple din. Echod kodshe bedek abayis v'echod kodshe mizbeach shenofal b'hen mum ein poiden oison lechadchila elo b'shevein. I promised an animal to base on mikdash. Whether I promise it the bedek abayis for its value, whether I promise it as a korban and it has a mum, I have to do pidyon now. So I have to find out the value and I have to get a basin together, some evaluators together to figure the value. Im avar mechilon al poches mishav yeyen afilu hektish shove meyo dino shechilolo al shove pruta harveza podi v'yotzul chulen umutuli hanois boy. Rambam says the halacha that you have to be poda hektish on its shove is that the din the rabbanon. Vidin de rice if I'm poda hekdesh on poches mishavya, even on a shavya pruta, it's chal. It's chal, and the name is Yotzi Lechulin. Right? I might be. I may not get my name on the. On the donor wall of Beis Hamikdash, right? Especially when they find, I say I was makdish an entire flock. Sounds very, very good. Then when they find out that I was poted on a shavah pruta, they'll take my name off. They'll unscrew the gold plaque. All right, they can do that. But we didn't derise the hekdesh was chal. Now the same thing is true with ma'aser sheni. Kishe poiden ma'aser sheni poiden oisoi b'shavioi value. V'yeshel liftois b'shar azol kemoi shechenvoni loikeach. And you can take the lower value that's in the market. However, this is Ma'isa Sheni Perek Lalach Yilches. However, im ovaru fodo shove mone befruta, oy shechilo shove mone al shove fruta, raise him a chulo. The opinion works, the opinion is chal. So you see from these two dinim that hektish, chilul hektish, pidyon hektish is a mice pidyon. I have to do the act of being poda. It is not, midei reis, it is not the conservation of hektish. I have to maintain a certain value of hektish. Midei rabbanon, yeah. So l'choira, I could have said, now the Rashba is not so bad, right? Now the Rashba is saying bidei rice is a maisa pigeon. So what's the difference between whether you take a shove pruta and say this shove pruta is b'mkoyim? I want to make life easier. I have a maisa sheni. It's a lot. I'm under pressure. I got to get to Yerushalayim. So until I get all my fruit evaluated, so I'll be at tzaddik and I'll say I'll give twice as much. So I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get there. I'll deliver all of my Maisa Sheni to a certain Chenveni in Zichron. Get on the train to Shalayim, the last train out before Yom Tov. So I don't have time to figure out the value. So I'm pointed on a shovel. When I get to Yerushalayim, I'm going to call up the guy in Zichron and say, how much do I owe? He'll tell me the money. I'm not a I'm not trying to get him any money. Right? But the pidyon was chal. Right? Why was the pidyon chal? It wasn't shavei kesef. It wasn't this shavius. Because apparently the din of pidyon is to do a vice pidyon. Same thing with hektish. So the worries now, the terrorist says, so once you're telling me you're doing a ma'aseh pidyon, maybe you do b'shtar, harbezeh podui. No. Look, the din has to be even worse than the case of a goblin. Right? So l'chayra, I'm not saying any chiddush. Why? Because l'chayra, that's what the Brisker Rav said at the end of the day. Right? L'chayra, the Brisker Rav said, the shtar is a shtar that's working with money. So what's the shtar doing? Right? And the shtar is doing a ma'aseh pidyon. The Brisker Rav said not like what I'm saying. He's saying that the kesef bechti loipaki, the Brisker Rav may hold, I'm not sure how he'll say that, I'm not sure he'll work it with his Rambam. But he may be saying you have to have the right shavius there. Because there's a separate din. The haven min of the Gemara was there's a ma'aseh pidyon and there's another ancillary din that that kedusha loipaki. That kedusha bechli loipaki. So the two halachas. Halacha number one, ma'aseh pidyon. Halacha number two is that you have to have a clay kibul to makabel all the hektish. So $1,000 worth of hektish has to be done on its shavius. Again, al pidin the Brisker Rav wouldn't say this. It's a mitzvah rabbanon. But the point of the Brisker Rav saying Allah Ta'ala in this particular situation is l'chayra the point that I'm making. That the ma'aseh pidyon is being done. And then there's another din that you have to be, has to be meichel on something. Has to be chal on something. So now the Brisker Rav says, that's the Torah teaches me, v'nosan ha-kesef ekom loy, that when you do a ma'aseh pidyon by a kesef, you can say one of two things. Either the din is only kesef, or the Torah is teaching me, no, that's not how pidyon works. Pidyon is not a ma'aseh pidyon. Pidyon is the act of transferring a value onto some other clay kibul that will accept that value. I'm not sure. I have to go through the sugyas to be now magdir the din of pidyon. But the havamina is certainly, according to Brisker Rav, that the pidyon can be done, and there's another accompanying din of kedusha bechlil pari. The ktsois, the chayyim is saying the same word. Because the ktsois is saying, let the gizmer write it. So what if the Gizer wrote it? So apparently he also held it. It makes more sense that the Gizer writes the shtar, because who am I to tell Hektish to be pointed to something? Right, so it makes more sense, it's more elegant, it looks right. But at the end of the day, what's the Gizer doing? He's not transferring value from value. He's doing a vice opinion. Good, so this is the pshat that the Brisker Rav would say, the pshat that the Ksais would say. Now, just take a moment to look how good this pshat is. Well, it's kafta v'ferach.
Can we just repeat, what were the two sources for those dinam?
Rambam and Erech in Perek Zayin Alocha Ches, and Rambam and Maisa Shenim Perek Dalin Alocha Yud Ches. Yeah. Dalad Yud Ches and Maisa Sheni and Erech and Zayin Ches 7-8. So L'chara, the reason why I find this to be very, very important for us is because one of the issues, you call it one of the Chakiris, one of the iyunim of ishus of kinyan kiddushin is exactly this nekuda, right? Ever since the beginning of mesechta, it's a hovering chakira which we'll get back to Ritz Hashem, and that is the kesef kiddushin a kinyan? Are we purchasing something, or is it just a ma'isa kinyan? So now we have perfect models right now. Right? Is, when we talk about Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Efren, we talk about the Kinyan Kesef. So we have this discussion of the Saman, the Taz, whether kinyan in karka, kinyan in chayshin bishvat? Is it the way the Sma says the kinyan is paying for the object, or where the Taz says no, the kinyan is a formality for gmiras das, and the amount of money is separate? So we went on to say that that issue has to be raised in the context of kiddushin. We went on to discuss it. Chaim Moser says that whatever you'll say legabe kinyan kesef and chayshin mishpat, you're going to have to say like the taz kiddushin. But what are we asking? We're asking whether that when the husband gives a tabas, gives a ring to his kala, to his wife, so is he doing a kinyan of chayshin mishpat? Is he purchasing something? It's hard to imagine. But the Netziv and the Veshev Dover and his tshuva says, I'm purchasing chaya ishus. I'm purchasing zuchuyas of intimacy, of ona. So that's how he understands it. Is it modeled after the kinyan of chayshin mishpat? Or is it modeled after a mice opinion? And I'm using the kesef right now primarily to bring about a moment of gmiras das, a moment of being meichal, being chalos, certain impacts, certain chaloisin. Right? But I'm not purchasing something. So it's conceivable. May say, no, that was only Havamina. Or it might be the Havamina is an emistic Havamina, but it's only for Kesef. You can't use Shtar. Menosan Kesef Akomloi could either be saying that we dismiss the concept that we began with, or we accept the concept but limit the Kesef. But the point is that the Gemara understands very strongly. And maybe let's make it easy for ourselves. Let's say a moment from the Maskona, what we're saying is correct, because the Rambam paskins, you don't have to have Shabbos, you don't have to do the Shabbos. So the Chor would stand to reason that the Maskona of the Sugi is, the Rambam would say, the Gemara was Makabal in this Maskona. In the end of the day, it's not Shabbos, it's not a transfer, it's not a barter, it's not a Kinyan of Cheshire Mishpat. That's Gevaldik. Now we're trying to figure out Kesef Kiddushin. Are you purchasing your wife or not? The Gemara would say, that's some of the say to you, what are you talking about? Of course you're purchasing your wife. Because it's Gichel, Gichel, Stefan, right? All the women start doing other kinyanim, other Mishnayis later on, all the balance of the Mishnayis in the first paragraph all about kinyanim. The Gemara says, we'd say, absolutely not. And halachi have two separate models. They look very much alike. If you're transferring money, if you wouldn't look at it be even Rav, you'd think you're just buying from Hekdesh, giving back to Hekdesh, buying from Meiser, giving back to Meiser. But Achim Iyun, you would say, Meiser Sheni, Kinyan, whom have I been kind of from? There's no Meiser Sheni corporation. There's no Chalois in me of my Meiser Sheni. So I'm buying and selling. And the Torah says that I could, that conceivably, I could do this with a Shtar HaReza Ponui. The Torah says, no, a posuk, for some reason you have to have kesef. But now it's we have these two modern, and we go even a step deeper. That's just to take a step back. But we can go a step deeper and say, now you see the sugya reads Kafta Beferach. Because the sugya is, if this Havamin is correct, then the sugya is saying, I mean, nine shaf bishtar, vidinu ma kesef, Shein Moitzi Machnis Kesef, and Kiddushin is what? Is a Maisen Kinyan Baalmam that affects Gemiras Das, that is Machnis, and is not Moitzi. And so certainly a Shtar that is Moitzi should be able to affect the Gemiras Das and be Machnis. The Gemara says no, because they have a Halach of Pinyan. Pinyan also, the Kesef is not purchasing, is not buying or selling. Kesef also is a vice opinion. It's a moment. It's Gemir's Das. This was it. This isn't active. It's a very weighty issue to be able to look at something and say it belongs to the Rebbeinu, belongs to the Yerushalayim. Now I'm going to be moving it and say it belongs to me. I'm taking it. It's not just a a dover kal, a dover chomer miod, that a person has fruit that belongs to Rebbeinu Shalom. Now I'm going to be mechal, it's hektish. I have an animal that belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as hektish, as Yerushalayim written all over it. Now I'm going to say, well, I'm going to make it into a regular run of the mill animal, put it back in the flock. That's so I need Miris Das for it. I need to focus from it, make sure I got it right, I got the right animal, where it's going, that I have, Allah Lamai said, I have right to Shavius, I'm transferring the Shavius, I have to know where I put the money. It's a Dover Chomer Ma'od over here. And that moment, the Gemara says, can be done with Kesef. But it can't be done with Shtar. So that's the Gevaldik Pircha now. And the end of story. So now we see that a Maisa Kinyan, which is not for the purpose of exchanging value, a Maisa Kinyan to be Meichal, a Maisa Kinyan, that's what I said before, the mayor is on the right track. A Maisa Kinyan, which is sole purpose is just for the Gemir's Das, for the Chalipin of, right, for the Kinyan Chalipin of Kinyanim, just the Gemir's Das alone. So a Shtar can't do that. So then he can't tell me that just because a shtar can do gerushin, that a shtar can do kiddushin. Right, that was the Elamai, I have a hekesh. Hekesh is different. Hekesh doesn't work as far as. Yes, it's all you. But then the Gemara reads, Captain of Pharaoh. Good.
Why can't a shtar show
Miris Das? No, a shtar can show Miris Das, but a shtar does show. The Mesiris Ashtar does show Gemir's Das, but I cannot say that every time that whenever a Kesef can show Gemir's Das, Ashtar can certainly show Gemir's Das. I wanted to begin by saying that Madoch Kesef shows Gemir's Das Lagabe Kiddushin and cannot show Gemir's Das Lagabe Gerishin. A star that can show the Gabi Gerishin, she would show the Gabi Kedushin, say, no, not so fast. Not true. Because when it comes to Pidyon, a Kesef can show, a star cannot show the Gemir says that a Kesef can show. So I've unraveled the logic. Good. Okay. Any questions? Go ahead.
Is it acknowledged?
Who's that?
Next question.
Okay.